Hey, it's Scott. Rockfile back with another podcast review for you. Going to talk about the new 4K edition of the Prophecy Trilogy. Now, that intro is a little confusing because they actually made five Prophecy movies, but Prophecy 4 and 5 are not included in this set. Probably for good reason. They're not very good. They don't feature anybody from the original cast, so. I remember when the first one came out, The Prophecy, it looked great. You had Gregory Wyden, who produced and directed, he wrote it. He had written Backdraft, remember that firefighting movie? And he was one of the main producers of Highlander. So this was another attempt to create some kind of mythology that can make multiple movies out of and other things. And it was an interesting story. I mean, kind of blasphemous, if you will. Basically, some angels have decided to go to war against heaven. They don't like the fact that humans got all the grace. And that's how it plays out. It's a little 90s with long jackets and long hair and music video kind of stylings and stuff like that. But overall, you've got Christopher Walken, Elias Koteas, Virginia Madsen, Eric Stoltz, Amanda Plummer, and Viggo Mortensen in one of his early roles. He plays the devil. He's amazing in it. He's really good as Lucifer. Only has a couple of scenes, but watching the movie now, because I have I think it was one of those series of movies that I like the idea more than the actual movie. But watching it now, as I've been watching all these movies and reviewing for this channel and everything, it's a little rough around the edges, but it's a decent movie. It's well put together. You've got a good cast. There's a few weird editing things. I noticed the same thing in Highlander watching it. There's a couple of what I would call sloppy edits where the music and the video doesn't exactly clip at the same time or change at the same time. And it's just kind of, I don't know, that looks like an accident. Oops. But there's a lot of classic movies that have scenes like that in them. We don't see that these days, but back then. Anyway, that was one of the things I noticed. It was just a little rough around the edges. But you're talking a lot of practical effects because this was the, 1995. We didn't have a whole lot of really good computer graphics. There were some added to it. And I understand watching the extras after, which, by the way, is one of the main reasons to buy this set is the extras, that they actually added in some more special effects stuff from Weinstein because this was a Dimension film. So anyway, let's talk about the 4Ks more than the movies. The movies have been around. You've probably seen them. They've been available in like these Mill Creek five movies on one or two disc kind of sets for really cheap. That's the only way you could have gotten them. And then they kind of went out of print because, well, when Weinstein went to jail and everything, Miramax kind of fell apart. Dimension Films fell apart. The rights went everywhere. And now everything got settled and we're starting to see Quentin Tarantino movies come out. Some come out from Lionsgate. Some come out from Paramount. It was interesting to see Reservoir Dogs, Lionsgate, but Pulp Fiction, Paramount. Those were Miramax and films that were under the Weinstein umbrella, right? So Dimension Films was a line of horror movies that were under Miramax Films, but they wanted these movies where they could make multiple ones and make sequels cheaper and that kind of thing. And this was one of their first stabs at this kind of thing, as they were also working on things like Scream and other things. But I got to say, it was a really interesting story and it was executed pretty well. And in the end of it, you know, you're wow. So they've put all three of these into a 4K trilogy from Vinegar Syndrome. If you don't know who that is, it's a small boutique label who usually gets things, some of the lower end horror movies and erotic thrillers from the day and that kind of thing. And they restore them and they do it really, really well. You don't usually get a new Dolby Atmos soundtrack, but you get a very authentic version of the films. And for them to dive into The Prophecy, which it was a little, A, kind of mainstream for them, B, how do they get the rights to that? But C, this is our first real version of these films on, you know, 4K and Blu-ray that weren't compressed to death and terrible transfers from Mill Creek. So I wanted these when they first came out. They're limited to 10,000, but when it first came out, it was like 60-something bucks, and I'm sorry, these movies are just not that good to justify the high price tag. They're not that good. I mean, I do enjoy them, but, you know, I'd pay that for, well, I just watched Dune Part 2 last week. I'd pay anything to own that movie, but, you know, these were movies that I wasn't going to spend a whole lot of money on, but right before the pre-order came out, you could get them for around 30 bucks, about 10 bucks a movie, 4K, I'm in. All right, so I ordered it. Well, it turns out I got the cheaper version. There's two versions for Vinegar Syndrome. The first version had nicer packaging. That's why it was 60 some odd bucks. This version is basically a 4K package with the four discs in it. You've got Prophecy, the original movie, on its own 4K and its own Blu-ray. And then you have Prophecy 2 and 3 on their own 4K and their own Blu-ray. The extras in the set are on the first Blu-ray. And of the extras, there's some pictures and some about 6 minutes of kind of a video that just shows you some of the behind-the-scenes stuff that they released, some of the stuff they used to promote the movie. But there are three 30-minute documentaries, give or take 30 minutes, that are really good, that were produced now, that talk to the producer now, the directors now, the writers now, some of the actors now. You know, it's very current. It's very real. Obviously, Christopher Walken didn't stop by for this, but you have the directors of the movies. You have, and some of the directors, like Patrick Lussier of the third one, has gone on to be a big Hollywood director. But anyway, you'll learn a lot about the movies, how they were made, how they were kind of low budget things where they did things on the fly. That was some of the most fascinating stuff about the movies. They look good in 4K. Like I said, these are restored to a certain extent from an inner positive, not from an original negative, but that's pretty close to a negative. And they look as good as they looked in the theater. I did watch the first movie in the theater and saw the rest of them on home video because the rest of them were home video releases. And I've never seen them in widescreen, never seen them look really good, 5.1 surround sound and all that. But 2 and 3 actually look really good. I didn't know they were filmed on film. I figured they would have totally cheaped out and put them on video. But Prophecy 2 and 3 actually look good. The first one looks the best. Well, it looks the best, but it also looks the roughest because it was filmed on film and it was a theatrical release. And like I said, there's a couple of choppy edits in it. But they restored it as it is, as it was. And the performances are good. The music is really good, actually, for the first one. Really enjoyed that. David C. Williams did the music. All the movies are under 90 minutes. The first one is the longest, but they don't overstay their welcome. They were pushed at the time because Dimension was a horror movie label. They were pushed as horror movies, and they're not really horror movies. They're kind of dark thrillers, if you will, biblical thrillers, if you will. And how much you find it scary or realistic is how much you probably believe, because there's a lot of that involved with angels and... They don't really get into demons because the angels are doing some of the worst stuff. Some of these angels, like I said, are not happy with humanity getting all of God's grace, so they're going to take over heaven or whatever. It's an interesting storyline, an interesting thing to do, and they expanded on the mythology in 2 and 3 in very interesting ways. Neither 2 nor 3 are great films, but they have the their charms, and I'll get into it. So after the first one with that killer cast, Christopher Walken comes back into the second one. Russell Wong is the main actor. Jennifer Beals, Brittany Murphy is in here. Eric Roberts, Glenn Danzig. They brought back Steve Heitner. We'll talk about him in a minute. Anyway, the cast was actually pretty strong for one of these direct-to-video kind of movies. It's unfortunate at the very beginning they had to recast two of the big actors from the first movie because they're in brief scenes. Elias was busy and couldn't come back, and Viggo Mortensen couldn't come back as Lucifer. But you barely see either of them in the beginning, and it's over and done. They've got a guy dressed up as Elias, and they never really show Satan a whole lot, Lucifer, if you will. But what grounds this movie is Jennifer Beals, who's kind of the what the is going on kind of character. And Brittany Murphy as Isabel is just amazing. You meet her when she's trying to commit suicide with her boyfriend, and the boyfriend dies and she almost dies, but Christopher Walken, who's Gabriel, you know, brings her back, and she's the assistant for this movie, like Amanda Plummer was for the last movie. The performances are great in this. Not everybody, some of the side are, you know, but like I didn't even recognize Glenn Danzig. He does a great job as kind of one of these bad guy angels. He's Samael. Russell Wong, I thought, was really good. And he does come back into the extras in the documentary and talk about making the movie, which was really interesting. He's, you know, pretty good looking guy at his age now. I was kind of shocked. But where the second one works, it's not quite as good as the first one, but you have more mythology. You have deeper into this idea of everything. And you have Christopher Walken, who's now having a lot of fun with the role. He does a few things in the movie, like licks things and comes out of the ground all muddy. I really didn't think that would have been him. You know, when I saw it originally, I thought, well, they must have special effects, right? That he couldn't have done that. But no, they actually went up to him and said, would you like to do these things? And he did them. So kudos to Christopher Walken. So the third prophecy, The Ascent, Christopher Walken returns again as Gabriel, and we get a new cast of characters. Vincent Spano is now in here. A couple of actors who didn't do much after this. The best actor by far in the third one, Brad Dourif, who plays kind of a crazy zealot. He's perfect. He's truly perfect in the film. Steve Heitner, I guess, as Joseph. He was the morgue guy in all the first three movies. He really wasn't supposed to be a character in all of them, but when he wanted to come back for the second one, they made it, and he made the character his own. He's really one of everybody's favorite characters in the movies outside of, you know, Christopher Walken, who is the through line for all of these. But he plays Gabriel a little different, and Gabriel's almost a good guy by the third movie. Like I said, the first movie's decent. It's an interesting idea, creating a new mythology and a new line of movies. And two and three, they were just hamstrung by the movie company, who didn't give them as much of a budget, didn't give them as much latitude. They got some young directors, and they did the best they could with them. But they were supposed to be cookie-cutter sequels, and they're actually pretty good. The practical effects are really good. The acting is pretty solid throughout for these kind of be made for video movies, at least two and three. And the set, I think, is worth it. If you like these movies, this is the best way to see them. This is the only time in home video we've ever gotten a decent version of these movies. They look like crap on DVD. They look like crap on Blu-ray. But in 4K, well, they look better than they should, I think. So all in all, it was worth what I paid for it. Would I have paid $65 or more for this set? No. But in the $30 to $40 range, you're getting four discs, you're getting great new extras, and you're getting the best presentation of the movies that I've ever seen since they were originally in theaters and on home video. So there you go. The Prophecy, 1, 2, and 3. It's available now for Vinegar Syndrome, and you should get it before it's out of print, because they like to do that. They release these movies on a limited edition basis, and if you really like these kind of movies, well, then this is your way to get them and have them look and sound as best as they've ever sounded. It's definitely not going to look like Dune Part 2, but not bad considering their age, considering their budget, and considering everything that went into them. They actually look pretty good, sound pretty good, and they're not bad movies. Pretty entertaining. Check it out. The Prophecy, 1, 2, and 3, available at a retailer now before they're sold out. I'm Scott. I'm Rockfile. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Many more on the way. Hey, have a spectacular day.